Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Winrow II coming to you live out of Alaska. True Seeker of the Far North with the Ralph Winrow Show. And a beautiful sunny day in Alaska. We're running a whopping 57 degrees and the sky is clear and a little bit of the... Somebody's been outside painting the trees. Got a little bit of gold on them already up here. Fairbanks is farther along than we are, but that's the way it is in Alaska. We're headed into fall, so we'll have about a week of fall, and then we'll be into winter. What our show is going to be about today, and it's not going to be all about the press conference that was held by Richard Gates and the Thermite people, but I think it needs to be addressed. It cannot go unanswered. And after we come back from break here, Dr. Judy Wood, I'm honored that she's going to be back on the show. And I'm going to play a few clips. I didn't get enough time to get what I needed to be done, but we'll have enough. And I'm kind of out of breath there. I had to run upstairs here. I had my coffee. I was running a little late. I apologize for that. But anyway, I think that press conference needed to be answered. I listened to over 2 hours and 10 minutes of it, and I was shocked. I wanted to hear what they had to say. I listened to the Coast to Coast broadcast and that they had with Richard Gage and another guy on here a couple weeks ago. So, anyway, what I want to do here, well, I guess I hear the music, so we'll be back in a minute, and then we'll get with the show.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Okay, well, we're back from break here, and we were adjusting a little audio here on Skype, and I didn't get my information up here on Dr. Judy Wood, but I am real honored to have her on the show here. I was going to get my cut sheet up, but I can't find it right now. So anyway, I'm going to bring Dr. Judy Wood on, and I apologize. Why don't you give us just a short background of all of you're a doctor, a PhD, and all of the different things that you're attached to that have to do with your educational things.
My background. Let's see. Bachelor's degree in civil engineering, structural engineering. Master's degree in engineering mechanics, which is applied physics, and PhD in materials engineering science. That's an interdisciplinary degree where it's sort of a custom fit, and mine was more mechanics-based, but materials-based as well, and looking at material properties and characteristics of materials.
So your background would be directly applicable to the issues of 911 and stress analysis and structural analysis, disintegration of metals or that. Would that be correct? Would I be correct saying that?
Yes, it's amazing. It couldn't probably be better custom designed.
Great. Well, what I want to get into, I don't want to spend the whole show on it, but I think, did you by any chance watch the Press Club, Richard Gage, A&E, the Architects and Engineers? Did you watch that 2 hours and 10 minutes or so? Did you watch that?
I tried. It was pretty painful and difficult to watch. I had it playing in the background while I'm working on some other technical material.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to address some of these issues and in any place you want this to go, because I think, from my perspective, the thermite people and these the issues need to be addressed, because we have so much confusion out there that the people really don't know where to go. They just don't know what to look at.
Right. That's what I found so painful about it, is here they, you know, the image was that this is a press conference. There's, you know, new information, new important information. And it was like the same thing around in circles and inside and out. And if someone were to draw a flow chart of what that press conference was about, I think it'd be hard pressed to do it. It was, things were morphing and changing. It was, you couldn't really see what the message was.
Well, I didn't get that either, and I need to Skype here. But RBN, could you get let's see here, clip 74 and 75 ready? And when you get 74 ready, go ahead. And this is about a reporter. After the intro, Richard Gage asked for questions. And as soon as you get okay, let's go ahead with 74 first. This is a reporter asking the questions of Richard Gage.
My name is Laurel Torsman. I'm a federal whistleblower. I have been attempting for 4 years and impeded to speak on my story. I have just filed a case with the United States Supreme Court. And my question is, are you familiar with the Russell Tice case, the NSA conducting electronic warfare on Americans that involved the 9/11 on many levels with this technology weapon that I have proof of?
No. The Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth focus on the destruction of the 3 World Trade Center high-rise and getting a new investigation for that set of issues. And your issue sounds very important, and I applaud you. I don't know anything about it.
It is. And it's right on to your nano scientific proof. The electronic warfare are the weapons of mass destruction. The focus is should not be on the nuclear aspect of it, but the technology-directed energy weapons, which is the debris that was quickly removed.
Thank you. We can have the next question, please. Right behind you.
Okay, now let's play that last little part again on directed energy weapons there, and that is clip number 75.
The focus is should not be on the nuclear aspect of it, but the technology-directed energy weapons, which is the debris that was quickly removed.
Thank you. We can have the next question, please. Right behind you.
So there was the question on directed energy weapons, and it was thank you, and they went right to the very next. There was no response, and I would like to play clip number 72. Let's go ahead and play that now.
Those fires, we're told by engineers employed by NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technology, were allegedly the cause of the World Trade Center's destruction. The discovery of this advanced energetic material in the form of red-gray chips distributed throughout the dust both explains the iron-rich microspheres and confirms the inadequacy of the official account of what happened that tragic day. Even before the microspheres and red-gray chips had been identified and brought to our attention, we were deeply concerned about other aspects of the destruction of these iconic buildings and how they were investigated. More than 24 firefighters, engineers, and other witnesses reported seeing substantial quantities of molten iron or steel flowing like lava in the debris under the three World Trade Center high-rises. Office fires and jet fuel cannot possibly reach temperatures necessary to liquefy iron or steel. A mixture called thermite, consisting of pulverized iron oxide and aluminum, can generate temperatures above 4,000 degrees.
We may have a couple of those clips mixed up there. What was playing there is a clip where a reporter asked about directed energy weapons, and it was the next question. And then Richard Gage said that all of this evidence has been out there and all of it should be examined. And what's your comment, Dr. Judy Wood, on the evidence that's being examined? You have a comment?
Yeah, it seemed like everything that was brought up in the in that newscast, press conference, whatever it was, was all about thermite. And only look thermite. Don't look at the left. Don't look at the right. Just look at thermite. Thermite this, thermite that. And I think it is important that, to look at the whole picture. And especially, you start at the most basic level. Where did the towers go? The towers went away. Can thermite make towers go away? Can thermite disappear 800,000 tons of material?
Well, I listened to the whole thing, and the issues that I got out of that, you've listened to it, or parts of it anyway, in the background. I know it must be painful to listen to something along this lines. I listened to it, and the issues that I got out of that was there was a world building 7, and they showed beside that a controlled demolition. So issue number one is appears to be a controlled demolition because they had two side by side videos. And can we address that particular issue? Because that was one of their major standing points, that Building 7 came down as a controlled demolition by explosive. Do you have a comment on that?
Yeah, controlled demolitions have two main characteristics, I would say. One is things go boom. You hear boom, 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 and then you see the tower start to move. Also, they crash to the ground. All that the bombs do in the building for controlled demolition is cut the building up. They chop the building up and then drop it, and it slams to the ground, and slamming it to the ground breaks it up. So you should hear boom, boom, boom. You should hear a crash to the ground. And you should get a seismic signal that shows it crashed to the ground. Trouble is, with Building 7, all those things were missing.
Okay, so let's just take the sound issue first. What evidence is that there was no sound when that building was Building 7 was coming down?
Well, there's quite a few video clips taken from around Building 7, and it's this setup of false choice where the press conference that was held when the NIST report came out had the thermite crew versus NIST. And it was sort of incriminating when NIST used the lack of sound to dismiss the bombs in the building. But in fact, the lack of sound also dismisses their own theory of thermal expansion and so forth, because if you don't have any sound, do you have a building slamming to the ground?
So then, am I understanding there are videos with the audio turned on and interviews in progress with the building in the background, and there's no sound? Is that
right?
There's no audio from the building.
Right. You can hear people talking down the street. You have this, you know, one where someone's being interviewed. The reporter has the camera aimed at the interviewee. You got the building in the background. The building starts, you see, just kind of dropping down out of sight in the background, and nobody's aware of it until the photographer sees it. He goes, whoa, 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 when the building's like halfway to the ground. Because there's no sound. It's just, you have to visually notice it. You wouldn't have heard a thing. And the audio of the videos that were recorded picked up low-level conversations down the street.
So we have that would be conclusive evidence, unless all of these videos, which had the audio turned on, would have had to have taken out the actual sound of Building 7 falling. Is that?
Yes.
Yes. So they would all had to have been tampered and modified.
And why would NIST be showing that, tampered and modified, because it disputes what they've presented.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car.
With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, we're back here, and on this World Trade, the Building 7 that looks like a controlled demolition, we have empirical as evidence. We have evidence that can be verified. There is video with audio going, with the building in the background, and it's silently coming down, establishing no audio that was able to, that the cameras or these other videos were able to pick up. Is that what we're saying, Dr. Wood?
Yes. Nothing significant that you could really detect in the background.
And it's the size of that building was how many tons or hundreds of tons?
It was approximately 230,000 tons.
230,000 tons coming down quietly.
And think about how many dump trucks that should be. As I, in my submission to NIST, I said that should be sounding like it was raining dump trucks.
It would sure be audible, wouldn't it? Because we can even hear one drive by on the street, let alone when they're coming down. And what was the height, the highest height approximately where they, these dump trucks would start it, or this material?
47 stories up there. And calculating out how many dump trucks, that's, you know, about 23,000 dump trucks, close to like 500 a floor if they're 10 tons each. And you got, you know, think of that, 500, and each floor is about the size of a football field. So imagine a football field with about 500 dump trucks parked on it for every floor stacked up 47 stories tall. Now, that's empty dump trucks. Just say half that for full dump trucks full of rocks and so forth.
And they're quietly whispering down, and this is, like I say, empirical evidence. This is evidence that can be verified by looking at the videotapes with the audio and say, where's the noise? Where's this audio?
And it isn't, I don't think it's a case of the audio being filtered and just keeping the voices and getting rid of the, you know, bangity, bangity, bang, because, well, you know what happens when you have an earthquake? Your camera bounces up and down on the tripod. But
right.
Also, the bystanders around were not looking at a tower going down. Mm-hmm. Until it was way down. They, you know, from peripheral vision, you could see something going down, but nobody heard it.
Okay. Let's go ahead and let's play clip 67, which is from NIST. This is about the seismic event that would have happened. Let's go ahead and play clip 67.
I think that's a seismic event for towers 1 and 2.
Oh, that's 1 and 2? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but still, it's important. This is an early meeting they had in 2006. Where they were trying to discuss what happened to Building 7, and was it fires or whatnot, and Towers 1 and 2, through the bathtub, had various piping systems that went through the bathtub wall over to Building 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
okay, well, with that in mind, okay, what was the seismic recording, because you have extensively researched out the seismic recordings from different areas. What was the seismic so we can get rid of Building 7, then we'll go on to Towers 1 and 2?
Okay. Proportioning the mass of the building and how far up it was off the ground, you take the centroid of it, the center of mass, and comparing that with the kingdom, it should have been somewhere around a upper twos, you know, like a 2.8 or 2.9 on the seismic scale. Just
Okay. And what did it show? Was there anything you could even see on the seismic recording or not?
There was essentially no seismic event related to the disappearance of Building 7. Now they list a 0.6, which is equivalent to a jackhammer.
And this was on more than one recording location?
Right. The NIST report shows five, and this is another thing I brought to NIST's attention. They show five different recording stations, and use your imagination, you know, nothing really above the average value, but you see a little high frequency jitter in kind of on a carrier pattern of the normal seismic signal background noise. But it wasn't any real, there was absolutely no spike. And the length of time that jitter, you know, the little high frequency jitter on the normal curve lasted was much less time than it would take a ball to be dropped off the roof and hit the ground.
So we have real evidence from more than one site. These are disinterested parties of graphs of the seismic Richter scale recording during this time frame, and there's nothing there really in reality. Is that correct?
Right. Nothing from background noise, and people knew that Building 7 went away, so that's the only reason why they started looking at the seismic chart. There was nothing that would have drawn their attention there otherwise.
So a controlled demolition that came down like you have done on the thing in Seattle, which had was definitely recorded, which has to be recorded because when all of that material hits the ground, it's got to do something, right?
Yeah, and they were worried about it because it's on a fault line. It's actually on some, like, I call it jello, stuff that's washed down out of the erosion and so forth, the real soft stuff right at the edge of the Puget Sound. They were worried that, doing a controlled demolition of the King Dome might set off something on the fault line. So they were very careful to monitor it and, you know, light as possible of bombs. They had seismic recording stations all over the place.
So with Building 7, actual verifiable evidence, there was no sound when it came down like there should have been. It's absent with more than one source, and there was no seismic recording when it hit the ground from more than one place. So that is actual real evidence. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it never happened like they said. It's an impossibility.
We didn't hear bombs going off. We didn't hear a crash to the ground, and the seismic recorders did not record a crash to the ground.
Okay, we're going to get back, and we're going to start on building 1 and 2, or Travels 1 and 2. Back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case, the whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Okay, well, we're back for a break here. And got Dr. Judy Glid on. I'm honored to have her on today. And I do want to say, you know, this program is trying to get the truth out there because all of the people, all of the people of 911 that had families and lost, and the firefighters and all those, you know, obviously we send our condolences to them, and they need to hear the truth. Everybody in America needs to have the truth exposed. And this program is dedicated to them and to having the truth out there. And that's why I decided to, and Dr. Judy Wood was nice enough to come on today after I heard Richard Gage. It was my idea, this thermite thing, the total misdirection, obfuscation of the facts needs to be exposed, and people should be for themselves questioning and looking at the real evidence. And you make up your mind. And it wasn't there. I've spent about 4 hours listening to Richard Gage's nonsense. That's really what it is. Anyway, getting back to the evidence again here, and we'll go on, and we got a clip there on that I sent down. Let's go ahead and play that other clip on seismic. Would you go ahead and play that clip, please? 71, I think it was. Okay, let's do 67. I'm sorry.
I thought the seismic data you were going to look at was data associated with the collapse of the tower, particularly the tube.
Yes. Oh, yes. We did look. Obviously, we've looked at all of the seismic signals. The main focus of that was to establish the timing of the various events, and if any, again, using it also to see if there were any events that we could not explain other than it being the collapse of the towers and the World Trade Center 7. The signal's strength due to the collapse of the towers were not of any magnitude that was seismically significant from an earthquake design standpoint or from the design or failure of a structural component or of, I would say, a piping system that might be used in a structure. So there wasn't anything that gave us pause in terms of that being a significant seismic event to have ruptured the pipeline.
Okay. Dr. Judy Wood, would you like to comment on that particular thing? This is on the two towers now, right?
Yes. This was a meeting about Building 7 and what could have caused. This is from, I guess, December 2006. We're trying to figure out what caused the demise of Building 7. And the Towers 1 and 2 are in this bathtub that isolates it from the Hudson because the towers are built below the water table, about 70 feet. And there's this bathtub wall that goes around to keep, like a dike, to keep the Hudson River out. And through that bathtub and through some call it the slurry wall, they call it the bathtub wall, there are pipes that go from the main WTC complex through the wall over to Building 7. And fuel and so forth goes through there. And there, you know, one of the issues that these folks were discussing is if two towers going boom on the bathtub could have disrupted any of these pipes going over to Building 7. And as Sham Sunder, who was heading up the investigation team, said, there's nothing, you know, it was not a seismically significant event that would rupture any pipelines. So picture a stack of books on your tabletop, on a desktop, and stick a plastic ruler, you know, pinch it between two of those books so it's sticking out like a diving board.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that's a pipe going through the bathtub wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine you have 500,000 tons buildings, two of them, crash down on top of that, and it doesn't break, it doesn't shear off and get cut off at the wall. How strong is that pipe?
That is a good question. So if I understand, this bathtub is like, you would look like a swimming pool or a bathtub. It's actually sank down below the top of the ground, and that part of the towers is below water, below sea level. Is that correct?
Yes. The towers were built out in the Hudson, and they put this kind of dike around it to keep the water out.
Okay, so now we had two 500,000-ton buildings coming down. And was there any significant damage to either to the bathtub, to this waterproof thing?
No, not until they brought in the earth-moving equipment for cleanup. And the earth-moving equipment started to damage the walls.
Because of the weight of it?
Yeah.
But it is much lighter than the 500 or the million tons that came down.
Yeah, it's just, you know, a big crane and so forth.
Right, and we know the crane didn't weigh a million tons.
Right.
And it wasn't coming down from 110 stories or whatever it was.
Correct.
Now, that's pretty astounding. So, magically, all of this material starts out coming down, and when it gets to the bathtub, it just stops.
Except it kind of went away, because we didn't see it there after it stopped.
Oh, that's the other part they forgot to mention, and Richard, I'm glad you brought that part up, Dr. Dennywood. So about how much of that 1 million tons didn't make it to the ground?
At least 80%, maybe 90%, maybe 95%.
So we're talking a minimum of maybe 800,000 tons of concrete, steel, filing cabinets, toilets, lavatories, never made it to the ground.
An interesting calculation I did for NIST in my submission to them about Building 7 was that if you got Building 7, and, well, you know, we saw these fumes pouring out of it all afternoon. Let's say that was material of the building, that the material didn't reach the ground, but it dissolved all afternoon except for the outer facade. And if you then got the structure of the building and reduced the density, the original density of the material, by 99%. In other words, you had 1% of the density of the building, of all materials, through the height of it, and drop that to the ground, then you might get a 0.6 on the Richter scale.
And these fumes, were they coming, going straight up, out every side of the building, or which?
It was just one face.
Really?
100% of one face, and 0% of the other three faces.
And where was that one face pointing?
South.
To what?
It was facing south of the Building 7 towards the World Trade Center complex.
So it'd be facing toward the towers then?
Yes, facing towards the towers.
Only and one side of it?
Right, only that side had the fumes coming out of it. And it was, you know, fire burns up something in one place and it runs out of fuel, so it moves and starts burning something up elsewhere and moves.
Mm-hmm.
But the entire afternoon we had this wall of fumes pouring out the entire side of the building, all over, you know, essentially uniformly. It wasn't exactly uniform, but close to it.
Was it going straight up, like coming right out and head right up to the atmosphere, or what was it doing?
Some of it's going straight up, different things at different times. Sometimes it's the top part is going up at a 45-degree angle, and the lower half is going down at a 45-degree angle, different directions at the same time. Sometimes it was the other way around. Why would the fumes be going out horizontally out of one part and going up from another part and going down from another part?
That would be an excellent question, wouldn't it?
In discrete sections.
Very interesting question.
And a similar calculation can be done on the towers. If you dissolved most of them, you'd have to dissolve somewhere around 95%. Of the original density to get, you know, to drop it down to the ground and get the seismic signal they produced.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could just decapitate the top, 95 floors If the South Tower, if you took off the top 94 floors, just removed them and, you know, lifted them up and hung them on a sky hook and carried them away, and you had only the bottom 16 floors from the ground, and then you dropped those in controlled demolition, you would get the seismic signal that was reported.
So somebody had to decap and take all the other, and it went poof.
Yep. Went downwind, gone with the wind.
So there is empirical evidence, again, of all of these different seismic locations. They can't all have been set up in any conspiracy theory, and they're in agreement. Where did the buildings go? It didn't hit the bottom.
By the way, my research does not involve any conspiracy theory. It does not involve any theory. It's only evidence. Yeah. Evidence right. that needs to be explained.
And what your evidence shows is this is what 16 stories would have produced in a seismic, backed up by seismic graphs, not by you, by other people.
Yes.
That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I listened to Richard Gage's thing, and I listened to his people, his mock debate, which is a somebody else's recording, and then you get to blow it out of the water. I heard in there, ripped, this is talking about steel. It was ripped apart. It disintegrated on the way down. It came down in 30-foot sections to be loaded onto trucks. It was sent to China, and it was pulverized. Now, you know, I'm not probably the smartest guy on the block, but this all doesn't add up. What? How can you listen to all these different conflicting in the same press club?
And it was classic controlled demolition.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. That was classic controlled demolition. Classic controlled demolitions comes out with 80% of it being ripped apart, disintegrated into 30-foot sections, sent to China, and pulverized. I'm sitting here scratching my head, and I said, yeah, did I tune it? Am I listening to Looney Tunes? How could this be? Where's the evidence? To basically put the Gage thing to rest is, the only other thing that I heard out of that is we found the ingredients of thermite in the dust. Does that mean anything?
The ingredients of thermite. Thermite is pulverized aluminum and pulverized iron. Steel is, 95% iron. So they found part of the building ingredients. If they didn't find part of the building ingredients in the dust, we'd have something more seriously wrong.
So that proves absolutely nothing.
Right. I bet you they found ingredients that go into chocolate chip cookies. Like you have flour, traces of flour in there. You have traces of chocolate. You have traces of sugar. That doesn't mean chocolate chip cookies destroyed the towers.
Of course not.
There's no connection with chocolate chip cookies doing being able to explain any of the evidence, just like there's no connection between thermite being able to explain any of the evidence. No, there's no difference between those two.
I got a couple more things. We got Joe in Virginia. We're going to come back, and so we have eliminated with empirical evidence, Building 7. It was not a controlled demolition. And we're working on Tower 2. But Joe in Virginia, you have a call, question or comment?
Yeah, I have a question and a comment. Dr. Wood, has anyone... I noticed your website, they had a bunch of cars that were damaged extremely. Has anybody thought of... Yeah. Did anybody think of taking down the tag numbers and tracing them back to owners and asking the owners if that was pre-existing damage or, it would, just occurred after the,
I've got evidence that it wasn't pre-existing, damage because I've got a picture of the car parked there while the tires are fuming in the background, still standing. And then I have pictures of the towers, erupting into this dust volcano thing. And the car is still sitting there. And then the dust cloud rolls down the street. And then pretty soon we see the fumes coming out of the cars. Or we see some spontaneous combustion. Then we see pictures of toasted cars. Well, the cars are sitting in their position the entire time.
Yeah.
So they can't be pre-existing conditions because they were just fine about 2 seconds before this, event initiated.
Okay, and, you know, we know that Building 7, I mean, as soon as this happened, I guess Mr. Silverstein or whatever his name was that owned Building 7, I think he owned the Trade Tower too, came out and he actually said, well, they said decided to pull Building 7. And then later on, he tried to go back and recount for that and say, well, this is what we meant, not this. So, in their own fear, I believe in their own fear of the public figuring this out, Mr. Silverstein came out with a comment that later on might cover him somehow.
Let's see. Are you saying that firefighters are in the business of controlled demolition and they fight fires with sticks of dynamite in their back pocket just in case?
No. What I believe is, it was pre-planned, and I believe it was hit with Tesla's death ray. That's what I'm going to call it, okay? Because I saw that thing on the History Channel where they brought out Tesla's death ray and how it disintegrated things. And I believe that, all along they had this all planned. I believe there were things in that building they wanted to get rid of. And I really enjoy, and I wanted to compliment you on all the work you've done. I just wish that there was a way. I mean, I know y'all brought this up in meetings and with this and in courtrooms, but isn't it amazing to you, as intelligent as you are, at the way these people are acting, trying to get away from the information?
Well, the information I present is very straightforward, and the federal case that I brought forward, it was pretty much, a very tight case. There was no way, it was not. It was pretty obvious and very conclusive. And the only way to let the defendants off the hook was to not hear the case. And respectfully, the decision written into the decision, it stated they realized that the law applied to this case, but for the ease of dismissing the case, they were going to ignore the law. I think that was respectful for them to say that.
Okay, the last thing I want to say is, my analogy of, when they were talking on the history about Tesla and all his inventions and the Hutchinson effect, is that what that they've somehow taken Tesla's stuff and created the death ray, and that's what this was?
I don't know what people are referring to with the death ray. But there's volume of technology that is not presented to the public. As a matter of fact, the electric company that services New York and the area, they call it Con Edison, Connecticut.
Yes.
Edison. There's Toledo Edison. There's, Southern California Edison. Why is it named after Edison when Tesla's the one who brought us alternating current?
Okay, I have to drop off the line now, but thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, there's a tremendous amount of technology that isn't given to the public, but it's stuff that we're all kind of familiar with, but we're not told to look there.
Would this be a true statement, is that you have, and we're going to get into more evidence here in the time that's left in this hour and the next hour, but would it be a true statement that you have examined the actual evidence, like the seismic issue, the seismic graphs, and you've looked at all these different issues, and we're going to get back more into the toasted cars, and then you searched or went, then once you have some evidence, trying to find something that would actually could maybe create these type of issues. Is that correct?
Yes, I follow my intuition. People's.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family, without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Okay, we're back from break here, and I have Dr. Judy Wood on, and Guy in Arkansas, you have a question or a comment today about 911?
Yes, Ralph, and glad to have Dr. Woods back. She's always a very gracious guest of yours that's packed with information. Appreciate her research. Dr. Woods, of course, this weekend being the anniversary and everything, there's tons of sideshows going on talking about the event and things like that. And I happened to come across one guy, I forget his name. Anyway, he was doing his research, but he had mentioned that I guess there may be a video of this out there, but he was talking about exotic weaponry too. And he had mentioned that in this one video clip, you can distinctly see a piece of I-beam. He doesn't specify how long or how big, but it's actually levitating in one spot and spinning, just sitting there spinning as the rest of the, this is one of the towers that were going down. As the tower's going down, this thing is sitting there spinning for a second or a very short time before it itself starts to descend. Now that tells me that that this is equivalent to the Hutchinson effect, where, as you know, the Hutchinson effect produces effects such as that. And I'll just ask the question and get off air. Are you familiar with this particular incident or with this rotating I-beam or not? And
there's just an overabundance of information about this. Lots of video clips. There is no doubt in my mind. You know, it's conclusive. Built, you know, put in about 50 different ways. I've got a book that's coming out, and each chapter is conclusive, and each chapter is a different category of information. So it's sort of like multiple redundancy of this conclusion. For example, the round holes in the windows. And did you know there's cars upside down, parked in front of cars that are toasted? You know, the car in front of one is parked in the right place. It's just upside down. There's, you know, how else do you explain that? But how do you explain the building is missing?
800,000 tons of it may be missing.
Yeah.
Now that is a good trick. Are we watching a magic show? Rabbits do come out of hats? I think not. I just found it absolutely astounding. And we're getting real close to break here. I don't know if we have time here. We'll try to see. We'll probably have to hold over. Okay. Keith from Indiana, you have a question?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We have to hold.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dr. Wood, I was just wondering this, the seismic thing. I mean, any object falling reaches maximum velocity at, I think it's 120 to 130 feet falling because of wind resistance. But if you took columns that were 4 feet in circumference of iron, 30 feet long, and add up all the floors with all those columns, I mean, what would the seismic be just from the seismic report be from just from the core beams, the 47 beams, from all the floors above 120 some feet? What would that show?
You can make lots of different calculations, but what we had should have been getting close to a seismic signal of 4 on the Richter scale. But if you look at the images, the videos, the after effects, and so forth, we didn't have this building crashing to the earth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you want to hold over, go ahead. We got to go to break and pay some bills.
Okay.
In a minute.